Okay, this is Tuesday night, July the 30th, and normally on Tuesday night, I'm saying this mostly for the benefit of the tapers, we study Revelation. Last Tuesday, Wednesday, we studied the first two lessons on how to live a life free of stress, anxiety, and depression, and it is going to take me four lessons, and I could take it out two more weeks, but that would mean that the people who get our tapes monthly would get two lessons on how, and then they'd have to wait 30 days to get the next two. So I'm going to finish this up tonight and tomorrow night on this very important segment of our study on how to live your life free of stress, anxiety, and depression. And so we will do that tonight and tomorrow night so that the tapers will be able to get it in the July study of tapes. And it's just better for me, I think, to get this to this. Now, you people that are strong on Revelation, you'll get to make up for it because we're going to do the same thing with Daniel in understanding the book of Revelation. I want to just cover Daniel all the way through. It may take 2 weeks. And I'm thinking about maybe do the book of Daniel the last 2 weeks that we're in this building in the end of September. And I'll just have to see how that flows for everything. And we might do that, where every class will be Daniel, just to get it under our belt, but we may not. I'll just have to see. It would be long before it would be coming up in our study, so we may wait for the book of Daniel and on that, and do something else our last week here at this building. I'm a traditionalist, romanticist, whatever, and I just feel like we've got to do something special that last week. So we'll just see what will work the last week of September. All right, let's begin with a word of prayer. The prayer is to orient ourselves to the Holy Spirit, to have Him open our eyes. What we'll be doing tonight and tomorrow night, last Tuesday, Wednesday, we spent most of our time building the concepts and little time in the passages. This week, tonight and tomorrow night, we'll put the verses with the fundamental things that we studied over the last 2 weeks. Therefore, let's present ourselves to the Spirit that He can open our eyes and ears to the things that He would have us to see and hear in the passages before us. Let's pray. What an awesome God You are, Heavenly Father. Not only did You reveal to us the end time to give us a confidence and a hope and a peace in our soul in regard to eternity, in regard to earth, in regard to what happens after death, but Heavenly Father, You're a God who does not want us to be in stress and anxiety and depression, and therefore You have provided everything necessary to live a life free of those things. Father, we pray tonight in Christ's name. Amen. All right, very quickly, we've already noted now that they have inside of us we have two natures. We have the first nature with in physical birth, and we have also in our second birth, when we're born from above, we have a new spiritual creation. We are a new spiritual creation. It's called the new man, flesh, the old man, the old self, things in this regard. Both of these natures are inside of our one body. The flesh nature was crucified along with Jesus Christ and therefore is dead. And when we were raised up from that dead, raised up with Christ, we were raised up a new man, a new spiritual creation. We studied this. So we have the two natures inside of us. This one is dead, but we can resurrect it anytime we go to be in the flesh. Now, we go from that to our study in Proverbs. Whatsoever a believer, of course anyone, but a believer thinks, so he is. And this is the momentum that kicks off our entire study of how to live a life free of stress, anxiety, and depression. What we're doing to put this into something that we can work with, we are looking at it under the concept of self-talk. Self-talk. And this introduced our stress, anxiety, depression is really up to you. If you experience stress, anxiety, and depression, it is not because of others. It is not because of circumstance. Choose to be depressed. You choose to be stressed out and have anxiety. It is your choice. Now, under self-taught. Step one we saw was learn to listen. Learn to listen to what is going on in your own soul. Learn about your own thinking process. And ask yourself, when you're listening to yourself, ask yourself, what am I hearing? Am I hearing the flesh? Or am I hearing the thinking of the Holy Spirit, the new spiritual creation that I am in Christ? That brings us to step two. Step two is, this is learn to listen. Step two is stop listening. Learn to stop listening. If you're hearing the sound or the thoughts of the flesh nature, stop listening. Develop a habit of learning to listen to what you're thinking before you act or speak. Then learn to stop listening. Practice it to where it becomes a habit. Then that brought us to step three. Step three was direct your thinking. Direct your thinking. In other words, what we did here, if you'll recall, we call this changing channels. And for fun, simply as a communication technique, probably get an A in homiletics in seminary for this type of thing. And I rarely do it, but it does communicate. And we've looked at it from having AM and FM on a radio. Get in your car, you got AM, you got FM. Okay, AM, for our fun, is Adamic thinking, from the word Adam, our flesh nature. The Adamic mindset, thinking according to the flesh, a mindset according to the flesh. FM was faith mindset. Faith mindset. And just as we know from AM, FM, AM does not play on FM. FM does not play on AM. We understand that. Yet they're both in the same little box, same radio. Same things going on inside of us. We have the old flesh nature and our new spiritual nature, and they're both inside of the same one person. Then we noted that under AM and FM, you can change the channel, but you still remain in AM and FM. So just because you learn to change the channel in AM does not mean that you're moving in the direction of the Spirit. And that's where nearly all secular counseling on dealing with a problem, dealing with a habit, is trying to train people to just go to another channel in their flesh soul so that they have their self-will and self-control not to listen. People, this is not a matter of changing channels. It's a matter of changing the whole mindset to who you are in Christ. And we spent two nights last week on that. Now let's start seeing some of this in the Scriptures. I didn't make this stuff up. Let's first of all look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 is one of the two or three most important chapters in the New Testament on the Spirit-filled life. Chapter 8 is just a major work on the Spirit-filled life by faith. And so we're going to look at now. There are a lot of passages. We're obviously, I want to cover this in tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to spend a lot of time on just a couple of the passages, but I'll note with you some of the other passages in passing, and maybe over the future we can come back this journey and look at them in a different way. But let's take a look at Romans chapter 8. We will begin tonight in verse 5. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For those, I'm reading from New American Standard, for those, reference believers, those believers, then the New American says, who are according to the flesh. The NIV says, who live according to the flesh. The King James says, for they that are after the flesh. Now, New American Standard, are according. So you got a verb. You got a verb. And it is a participle, the ing. The NIV, live according, the King James, or after. In other words, they are after. This is a Greek present participle of the to-be verb. And it does denote the way you live your life. It does denote practice. It does denote what continues in the present in your life. So those who are according to the flesh, those who live according to the flesh, those who are after the flesh, all fit the to-be verb here. Now, those who live after or live according to the norms and standards, it's kata, norm and standard, who live according to the norm and standard or according to the norm and standard of the flesh. Now, let's take the next thing. Set their minds on the things of the flesh. So those who live according to the flesh set their mind. So there's that mindset, AMFM. The M on both of them are mindset. Set their minds on the things of the flesh. That's one of the natures that is inside of us. Now, set their minds is one word in the Greek. Phroneo. This is P-H-R-O-N-E-O. Phroneo. And phroneo, dealing with the mind, the verb means it's a verb. So when it says set their mind, that's a verb. The verb then is set their mind. It means to think. It means to have a mindset. As a man thinks, so he is. And that thinking, so you are, that's your mindset. All right, here's our verse then. But those who are according to the Spirit, now that's the second nature that's inside of us. So here's the two natures inside of you. Here's your AMFM. Here's the flesh, and then the new man that you are in Christ. Those who are according to, or the NIV, live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now, they didn't put in the mindset again, but it's understood. They are the mindset, or set their minds to the things of the Spirit. Those who live according to the Spirit have set their mind or have a mindset on the Spirit. In other words, they live by faith. So my FM, the M there, is from the Scriptures and dealing with, it's your mindset. Set their minds. Now stop and listen, because this is important. There's a great deal of human activity and flesh involved in a lot of preaching, living the Christian life. Self-discipline, mental control, strong mind. People, that is not what this is talking about. Because that would give, that has this whole thing, if you're very strong, there are people that are just, they can control their mind so well. And they're good at it. And other people can't. It's not, this isn't a matter, well, I just don't have that kind of self-discipline. Throw that word out. Well, we're talking about a mindset in the Spirit is just trusting Him, just faith. It's that simple. You don't have to sit there and have some brilliant mind that is able to do that. Please don't do that to God. Somebody doesn't have a good mindset, meaning or good in the flesh, good self-discipline in their mind. Let me just make my point. Their IQ is just a little bit above, you know, the moron, and but they're able to go to school and everything. They don't have that. They don't have a mind like someone that has a much higher IQ and can control their mind and all of this. That God's plan isn't working on that. Both of these people can do what this verse is talking about. It's just, are you going to set your mind in thinking and trusting Him or not? That's the great battle that we're dealing with here. So set your minds. This is what you do in choosing which channel you're going to listen to, AM or FM. This verse is talking about that. Are you going to be on AM or FM? If you are on AM, watch. If you're on AM, the Adamic mindset, then you're going to pursue and live your life according to the desires of the flesh. If you set your mind on FM, the faith mindset, then you are going to live your life set on the things of the Holy Spirit. So first they set their mind on AM, the Adamic mindset, flesh. Note carefully the phrase, set their minds on the things of the flesh. When you think in the flesh, this is what flesh desires. So this is what you are going to desire in your life. People, the simple reason we live enslaved to worldly desires is because we have our mind set on them. It's that simple. The reason we experience stress, anxiety, and depression is because we have our mind set on worldly things, worldly desires. It is that easy. And there are a lot of people, no. But there's just so many people, professionals, that I can give you a list of who say the same thing that I'm saying here. People don't have drinking problem, all this type of thing. Got a mindset problem. You're affected by your thoughts. Now, let me give you some ideas here. You are affected by your thoughts. Thoughts precede stress, anxiety, and depression. Thoughts produce desires. Thoughts produce desires. Sexual thoughts. I'm going to go for some major things here. Sexual thoughts. Set your mind on those things. And that's the desires that are going to come across. People set their mind on pornography. They set their mind on these things. They're on the AM and the channel is porno. This person does not have a sexual problem. This person has a thinking problem. This person has a mindset problem. And they feed it. And they think about it. They think about the pornography. And then they watch it or they read it or whatever. It's in the mind. They choose to think that. That is their choice. But you would never do that. Those perverts, those people who listen to pornography and all of that, they're just horrible people. How many Christians listen to Want to Be a Millionaire and then go off and go around thinking of how you'd spend that $1 million. Think about it at night. Think about it during the day. If I just had $1 million, if I could win the lottery, how would I spend it? What would I do? And it's in the mind all the time. If I had more money, a lot more money, if I was rich, and if I had this, I had that. Hey, wait a minute. You are not going to compare some porno jerk with somebody, a Christian, who just thinks about being rich all the time. Those are not the same. Oh? Not as destructive? Look with me real quick. We're going to come back here, but I want you to read with me real quick. 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6. Person who walks around thinking about pornographic stuff, sexual things. Oh, they're horrible people. But I just walk around thinking about being a millionaire, winning the lottery, trying to get out of all my bills and trying to do this and be wealthy. Surely that you can't compare the two. Well, let's see what God does. 1 Timothy 6:9. We're going to come back here because it's too much here on stress, anxiety, and depression. But I just want to read it to you. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires. Wouldn't it just please a lot of Christians if it would just say, and those who listen to pornography fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires. Yeah! Doesn't say that, does it? It says those who want to get rich. Always thinking about their money. Look what else. Harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. That's stress and depression. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. Oh, don't you like to hear the word evil with sexual perversions? But not with me who just wants to be a millionaire. Surely that's not evil. Look at the scriptures. Look what it'll do to you. Look what your mindset will do. It's the root of all sorts of evil. And some believers, by longing for it, mindset, have actually wandered away from the faith, stopped walking by faith because they want that money, pierced themselves, that stress, depression, stuff that happens in your soul, with many a pang. People in mindset, you may think yours isn't as bad as somebody else's. But look to what the scriptures are saying here now. The desires of the flesh come from our mind. We get into the mindset of the flesh and we want to fulfill the desires of the flesh or the desires of the Holy Spirit. Let's look back at Romans 8 now. You desire these things. People, stress, anxiety, depression come from your thoughts, your mindset. You get depressed, you get stressed. Now, we're going to add the seven-headed dragon. After I finish this, I want to get into that because that's another major part of this whole study. The seven-headed dragon of our soul, made of seven heads of anger, fear, jealousy, these kinds of things. It's all in the mindset. What's going on up here in the mind? Don't like the way the world is. I don't like the way the government is. I don't like the way my husband is, my wife, my boss, this, that. And you can just sit there and think your way into the most horrible of circumstances. It's a mindset. People have done this all through through our life. We can sit there. There are people that can sit there and they can just have you doing the most horrible of things and you're not doing anything. By the time they get through. But I know what my ex-husband's doing. I know what my ex-wife's doing. I know what this person's doing. They're just doing this and this and this. And you've just worked it all up. All in your mind. It's a mindset. Okay. Romans 8:5. For those who are living according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, set their mind on the things of the Spirit. So you set your mind on FM, the faith mindset, then you will have the desires of the Holy Spirit, spiritual desires. All right, verse 6. Here's that same word now, for now. For the mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. It all goes back to mindset. It all hinges on it. Mindset. It's inside of you, people. People do not cause you to have stress, anxiety, and depression, and circumstances do not cause it. You think it. You think and bring on yourself stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, note what it says. The mindset on the flesh is death. AM is death. Now, think with me. Why is that true? Look up here. Look what we've already seen. Why is that true? What did we just see? The flesh self, what did God do to the flesh self? Crucify it. It's dead. Do you understand Romans 8:6 now? The mindset on the flesh is dead. Why? Because your flesh nature is dead as far as the spiritual, eternal, and the things that count are concerned. I don't have to give you 50 points here. You know that. The flesh is dead as far as God is concerned. Dead. Crucified. So if you live here, you're living in the grave. You've gone down to the cemetery, dug up the coffin, and gotten down in this coffin with it. And everything you do is dead. Frankenstein has nothing on you. It's where you live. That's where it's coming from. It is dead. People, you're living. You're busy. You're very busy. You live a very busy life. In the church, at work, with your family, making money, having fun. You're busy, but you're dead. It's all dead. As far as anything that counts for anything, it's dead. You know what is funny about sad or stress, anxiety, and depression? What is funny about it is from those things, it comes from those things that are dead. We get stressed, anxiety, and depressed about things that are dead, as though they were alive. All these things are related to the earth that just has nothing to do with who you are in Christ. It is dead. And there you are, living days, stressed out and depressed, anxious about things that are dead. FM. Look what it says. FM. Life. Right. Look what you are. You're raised up in a new life. So if you live who you are in Christ, if you're living in the setting your mindset on the spiritual, those are the things that are alive and those things that are eternal. Okay, now here's what you get. Right here is what you get. Go ahead and turn on your radio tonight when you get in the car. What are you going to get when you turn on AM? What are you going to get when you turn on FM? Here's what you're going to get in your soul. Take a look. If you turn it on AM, the Adamic mindset, you're going to get death, the seven-headed dragon of the soul, which leads to stress, anxiety, and depression. And again, I want to emphasize, you're very busy. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough time to do all the dead things you want to do, because you're so busy. I'm busy doing dead things. Man, my life's so busy. Don't have time for my wife, my husband, my children, my family. God, I'm busy. I'm busy with all these dead things. Don't bother me. I've got all these dead bodies I've got to deal with. It's dead. That's what you get in AM. What do you get in FM? FM, you're tuned in to the faith mindset. You get life. Now look at the next word. Because our study is stress, anxiety, and depression. Peace. Is it possible to have peace? Someone you love dies, divorce, sickness, financial problems. Scripture says it is. It's where your mindset is. Look what it says. Life and peace. Whether you're busy or not. Whether you're busy or not, it's going to be life and peace. Life alive. Something related to eternity. Would you think about this? Let it sink in. Let the Holy Spirit enlighten you on the experiential impact of living in FM, the faith mindset. Spiritual life, things related to above. Things related to things that above. People, does this mean that things that happen here we just don't care about? Please don't do that. That's why this whole thing is here, because those things do affect us. And they would affect us to the point that we would turn to them and become stressed, anxiety, and depression. So what God has said is, let me tell you people something. In the short time you have on earth, and things look important, and different things look at different important in different stages of our life, but what you and I've got to do is we've got to live in another realm. And the things that happen in this realm just aren't all that important. As so much as to bring us stress, anxiety, and depression. And this is what God has given to us, the Holy Spirit. One of the reasons we have the Holy Spirit is for this very reason. Peace. Peace from God. Inner peace. What is inner peace? No turmoil. Here's the freedom of stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, don't misunderstand. This is not a case of Ross or Ra, Doris Day's great song. This is not, I don't care. This does not mean you will not have sorrow. We have sorrow. There's a difference in a sorrow related with stress and depression, sucking life right out of me, and a sorrow that someone I love has died, that someone I loved has left me, divorce or something. You're not going to be non-human. But what we're talking about, when we talk about stress, anxiety, and depression, as those things that just take life away from you. you've ever experienced the death of someone, and it usually we can experience experientially, and therefore understand what I'm trying to say here. And what I want you to understand is this can be related to anything in life. But when our parents get very old and they go home to be with the Lord, there's a sorrow there, isn't there? But there's not a breakdown generally because they're home with the Lord. My mother's 93, and just every month it gets worse and worse. And when she's out of this wretched body, there's going to be an unbelievable sorrow. It's going to be a rejoicing. It's not going to be, the sorrow is not going to be a depression and a stress. It's going to be a sorrow. It's going to be a hurt. But that's what we're talking about here. You're not dehumanized. You're going to experience those kinds of, but they're not going to be the stress that takes life away from you and the depression that takes life away from you. Be able to move on in God's wonderful plan. So be sure we understand we're on the same thing. So peace, inner peace, no matter what's going on in your soul, just turmoil, everything going on, there's an inner peace when you're on the FM, when you're trusting Him. This is, in reality, when you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, a life free of stress, anxiety, and depression. If you experience stress, anxiety, and depression, you're in the AM. And you just know that about yourself. And you're in the programs of the AM. And these will eventually bring you to stress, anxiety, and depression. You choose it. Now, note, it is the mindset in the flesh. It's the mindset in the flesh. It does not have to be something like pornography or money. It can be anything, people. Now, you're going to have to listen to me. But you can be in the flesh, and it can be any number of things in the flesh mindset. It can be family, friends, work, romance, fun. If your mindset is in the flesh, it will disturb your life. It will eventually end in death in your soul. Stress, anxiety, and depression. Let me give you an example of family. Many Christians today are very, very, very big on family. Having a successful family has become synonymous with being a great Christian. And if you're not married, if you do not have children, or if your children are not all wonderful, then somehow you failed. You're second class. People, don't let anyone do that to you. God, don't let anyone do that to you. See, that gets back to Satan's lie. That gets back to Satan's lie of others' opinion of you. We've almost made the family, we being the church today, we've almost made the family a list, a work in which you perform. Got to have family. Got to have children. And if they aren't all little Lord Fauntleroy, and if they all aren't little deacons running around in the church, and if they're not all, then somehow you're not a good Christian. Don't do that. It's become an AM mindset. It's become an academic mindset. I've got to perform in this area for God. It's a horrible thing to do. To keep your mind in the AM, in that academic mindset, on something even like the family. And it's at your whole mindset, and it's going to end up in stress, anxiety, and depression. What a horrible, horrible thing. And for this reason, there's a great deal of judgment by Christians, judging others' marital life, family life, all these kinds of things, using that as a standard of judging. Don't ever do that. And if anybody's doing it to you, get away from them. Don't let them take you down. Just get over into FM and stay there. Both AM and FM, flesh and spirit, have channels related to the family, have channels related to integrity. Did you hear me? Even AM has channels related to integrity, has channels related to dignity, has channels related to right and wrong. People, there are unbelievers who do a great deal of talking about right and wrong. Aristotle did a great deal of talking about right and wrong. Christianity somehow sometimes thinks it has a monopoly on it. Many unbelievers, very big on integrity, very big on morality, very big on these types of things. People, it's a channel in AM. It's a channel in FM. But when you're in that channel in FM where you're walking by faith and you're trusting Him, It's put into the perspective of eternity. Not your self-esteem. Not your self-worth. Not something to take you way down if they all don't turn out like you want them to. Or become a basis of judging others and causing others to go into stress, anxiety, and depression because of your judgment. But I want you to understand that both AM and FM, that's why I like this analogy, both AM and FM have a lot of channels. You may be in FM and you may not be in pornography, but you're in money. You're listening to the money station. And you're in AM, Adamic Flesh Nature. Or you're listening to the family. Or you're listening to this. Or you're listening to fun. You're listening to all these kinds of things. People, it's not a matter of the channels. It's a matter of are you in the flesh or are you in the spirit? Probably James, the whole station thing that we're in. You're affected by your thoughts. You're affected by your mindset. Thoughts produce the desires. Verse 7. Because the mind, now let's be sure we got this, so this is just a powerful passage. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are or live according to the Spirit set their mind on the things of the Spirit. Verse 6. For the mindset on the flesh is death. And now you understand what that means. But the mindset, this is your FM, on the Spirit is alive, life. That's what business that God is giving life. Doesn't matter your circumstances. Two people can be in the same circumstances and one being dead and one be alive. Depends on if you're in the Spirit or not. And peace. Verse 7. Because. Because. Causal. The mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God. Well, we have three big things here. What is the law of God? How do we subject ourselves to it? Two big things here. What is the law of God? How do we subject ourselves to it? Simply stated, because we studied this before, so I just simply want to state it. What is the law of God? The law of God is the law of love. And we subject ourselves to it by faith. The law of God, God is love. The law of God is love. And we subject ourselves to the law of God by faith. Then it says, for it, that is the mindset on the flesh, is not even able to do so. Remember how I said AM cannot pick up FM? FM cannot pick up AM? That's what this line says. That's what I'm trying to say to you in that little an analogy. For it is not even able to do so. Why can't you get what I'm listening to? Talking on your cell phones while you're driving, hazardous as you can be, because you're listening to the radio, talking on the phone and trying to drive. But let me stay with that. Why aren't you listening to this? Well, I'm trying. I'm looking for it. Meanwhile, I can't find it. Why? They're listening to FM and you're listening to AM. It isn't going to be there. I know. There's some stations that do broadcast in both. Don't do that. Just stay with the principle. You don't get FM on AM. You don't get AM on FM. So look what it says. If you are, this last phrase, for it is not even able to do so. If you are on AM, you are not able to pick up FM. If you are on FM, you will not pick up AM. You will not pick it up. Verse 8. And those who are in the flesh. I don't care what you're doing in the flesh. This is AM now. And I don't care what you're doing. You're a deacon in the church. You're the pastor. You're preaching. You're a deacon. You're a servant. You give lots of money. You work hard. You're doing your family thing. And all, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be bad. Be what we call good. Those who are in the flesh, AM, cannot please God. When you turn into AM, all the channels will fill your mind with worldly desires and philosophies and thoughts. Do you hear me? When you're listening to the flesh, when you're walking in the flesh, you're tuned into Adamic mindset. No matter which channel you're listening to, it is going to be from the worldly concept and the worldly view, worldly desires, worldly philosophies. People, you have to be in FM to even put your family in a proper perspective. You've got to be in FM. You've got to be in the Spirit to put giving of money in the proper perspective toward God. Two people sitting in church, one's in AM, one's in FM, and they both put money in the pot, in the collection plate. Okay? No, they're different. One's whole desire, one's whole mindset is flesh. The other's whole mindset is their relationship with God, responding to the Holy Spirit, the desires of the Spirit. Desires of the Spirit are for the giving. The desires of the flesh are for the giving. I'm going to give out of the flesh. I'm going to give for self-glory. I'm going to give to control. I'm going to give to impress someone. Whatever it is. Doing it in FM, faith mindset, this is the desire of the Spirit. I will fulfill the desires of the Spirit. The desires of the Spirit are for me to give. It's that simple. That's where your mind is, who you are in Christ. You're filled with worldly desires, no matter which channel you're in the flesh. Turn with me to James 3. I'm going to look here just for a moment. James 3. Just another passage we'll come back to, I'm sure, in this study because of the things that are involved here with stress, anxiety, and depression. But here's what you get if you're tuned into AM, your Adamic mindset. The Adamic mindset is our flesh mindset, which is where we always want to be. The flesh nature wants to be there, and that's why we've already seen it has never been correctly challenged. We're going to challenge it, walking into the faith mindset. All right, James 3, let's just, and I just would like to quickly read here to verse 13 and following. Verse 13, who among you is wise and understanding? Now, don't raise your hand. Let's just play. Let's go through this. Who among you is wise and understanding? I'm not going to deal with all the terms right now. You get the drift of it. Let him show by his good behavior. Well, we're going to have to define good because people, good behavior, if two people can do the same thing and only one of them is good behavior. It's not what you're doing. It's the power in which you're doing it. Spiritual love. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3. If I give everything I own but do not have love, if I understand all the scriptures, all prophecy, but do not have love. So the good behavior is not the doing act, but the power, the mindset, spiritual love. Look what it says now. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior, not by taking a test, not by getting standing up and telling people, but are you able to love one another as Christ loved? By his good behavior, his deeds, in the gentleness of wisdom. You'll get this from FM, faith mindset. Verse 14, but if you have bitter jealousy, selfish ambition in your heart, that's AM, the Adamic mindset. Do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. What's the truth? Truth is those things of the Spirit, those things of the flesh. Verse 15. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, where you and I are from, but is, and look at the three words, earthly, natural, that's your flesh nature, demonic. This is AM. It is earthly, related to the earth. Natural, it's natural to the earth. And it's demonic. What does demonic mean? It's part of Satan's lie. It's part of the whole Satan system. Verse 16. See, you're from above. So yours should not be earthly, but not be natural, but spiritual. It should not be demonic, but of the Holy Spirit. Verse 16. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder. And people, that starts in your mind. Disorder in the mind, in your soul. S-A-D. And every evil thing. This is what A-M produces. Death. Verse 17. But the wisdom from above. People, that's where you live. Or should live. That's where you're from. That's who you are in Christ. But the wisdom from above is first pure. This is where we have to live. Peaceable. Peaceable. First in your mind. Gentle. Reasonable. Now, what is going to determine whether it's reasonable? According to the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the Spirit. Full of mercy. I know very few Christians. Most Christians are full of judgment. If you've done something bad, and that's when mercy becomes an issue. Mercy doesn't become an issue the first night of the honeymoon. Mercy becomes an issue 6 months after you've been married. I forgave this and I forgave him of that. Yeah, the night of the honeymoon, we forget everything. But now six months down the line, see, what I'm trying to say is that mercy is something that is there when it's needed, when the other person has failed. So this is what most Christians like to judge. If am I in the FM? Take a look. You'll find out if you're in the FM. If you're in the faith mindset. But the wisdom that is from above, faith mindset, is pure, peaceable. Pure, what does that mean? No AM in it. No flesh in it. It's all the Spirit. Peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, good fruits, unwavering. What does unwavering mean? It means you just keep getting beat, and you keep getting beat. You know, I hear Christians a lot of times, well, this is the third time he's done that, so it's over. I forgave him now, and they're still doing it. Unwavering. You keep walking in faith. You keep your faith mindset, FM, be unwavering. But if you change, reach over and push that button, and you go to AM, it's going to wave quickly. It'll drown them. Unwavering, without hypocrisy, fruit of the Holy Spirit. And what is without hypocrisy? There are people in the AM who can take on the looks of FM. There are people who look good. Satan it comes in a righteous form. Sounds good. Looks good. That's hypocrisy. It's not who you are. You want to be who you are in Christ. So here's what you receive. You're in the AFM right there in that passage. When you listen to your Adamic nature, your flesh nature, your the desires will flow with the flesh desires and flesh wisdom. People, why do you sin? Why are you caught up in worldly desires and goals, money, sex, achievements, all these types of things? It's simple! Because your mind is set on those things. It's that simple. Oh, no. Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Why do we sin? Because we've gone to AM. It's that simple. It is not any big secret you need to spend the rest of your life trying to make yourself a better person and all that. God doesn't do that. God does not say, spend your life and let you and I work on it, and if we will work on this 2 hours a week and for the rest of your life, we're going to make you a better person. He doesn't do that. I'm going to make you a better person like that. If you will walk in my Spirit, this mindset will be in you. I can take care of it as you think. We've got more passages to see all these things. Those who live in FM live in the Holy Spirit. They listen to the Holy Spirit. Have their mind set on the things of the Holy Spirit. Look at Galatians 5:16, please. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. This is saying the same thing we saw in Romans 8, saying it a different way. It says, walk by the Spirit. What did we have in Romans 8? What did it say? Mindset on the things of the Spirit, right? Same thing. Just different ways of wording it. Galatians 5:16, walk by the Spirit. What in the world does that mean? How can I understand what walk by the Spirit means? Go to Romans 8, mindset on the things of the Spirit, and you will fulfill the desires of the Spirit. That's exactly what Paul is saying here. We studied Galatians. We saw that it is a primer of everything that Paul is going to teach. So here he words it, walk by the Spirit, mindset on the Spirit, on the things of the Spirit. In our analogy, listen to FM, and you will not do the desires of AM. How do you walk by the Spirit? What would you tell somebody? This is an easy way to explain it. Your mindset on the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 8. How do I walk with the Spirit? Mindset on the Holy Spirit by faith. Walk by faith, trusting Him to give you the wisdom we just saw in James, to lead and to guide. Verse 17, Galatians 5:17. For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit. People, if you're in AM, it will not pick up FM. It doesn't like FM. It doesn't want you to listen to FM. It wants you to stay on AM. For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit against the flesh. You're not going to pick up AM on FM, and you're not going to pick up FM on AM. They're different. Look what it says. For these are in opposition to one another, yet they're both inside you. Just like in that radio. They're both inside you. So that you may not do the things that you please. There's a battle going on inside. What's the battle? I'll tell you what the battle is. The battle is mom and dad in the front seat who want to listen to a nice, beautiful station on FM, and the kids in the back seat who want the rap music of AM. And that's all going on in your soul. All going on inside of you. What you're going to listen to. Verse 18, for if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law, the Mosaic law. Led by the Spirit. How? Listening to the Spirit. That's FM. Faith mindset. The more you listen to the Holy Spirit, you walk, you live who you are in Christ, people. And the more you live who you are in Christ, you are free of stress, anxiety, and depression. You begin to see just how ridiculous your flesh really is. You see the lie. You see the death. You begin to see that you are not who the flesh says you are. I'm not that loser. I'm not that horrible person. I am who I am in Christ. But you've got to walk in the Spirit to see that. Once you get used to rejecting your flesh thoughts, switch the channel. You start seeing the truth of who you are in Christ. It becomes the way you start to live, people. The stress and depression, all this stuff, just starts drifting away. Why? Because you're not listening to it anymore. I don't care what's happening in your life. People, the circumstances in your life have not changed. The same circumstances that caused me to be depressed here, but when I go to the FM, to faith mindset, I'm in the same circumstances, and now God does something inside of me. There's a peace. Without even touching the circumstances, without touching that bum husband I'm married to, without touching that wife I'm married to, without changing those children that take after their father or take after their mother, or without changing my financial circumstance, without doing anything like that, I have peace and no stress and no anxiety because I'm living who I am in Christ. Those things said above. So you get used to rejecting your flesh thoughts, switch the channel, and it will start, you'll start seeing who you are in Christ. It'll take time. Things we're seeing will take time for a lot of Christians. Why? Because the flesh is used to getting its way. The flesh is used to going unchallenged. Oh, we might have changed the channel from one thing to another, but we were still in AM, still in the flesh. The flesh is used to being in control. It's not going to give it up easily. But we just keep our mindset thinking on the things of the Spirit. That's step three. Direct your thinking. Step one, learn to listen. Step two, stop listening. Step three, direct your thinking. Listen, stop listening, direct your thinking. Listen to what you're thinking. Stop listening to the flesh thoughts if that's what's coming through. And direct your thinking to the thinking in the Holy Spirit or FM. We're going to learn to trust who we are in Christ, regardless of the circumstances of life. We learn to distinguish between flesh and who you are in Christ, distinguish between the flesh and the Holy Spirit, between Satan's lie and spiritual love. I do a lot of abbreviating, and I had SL, and I looked at that and went, well, sometimes I'm not going to know if this is Satan's lie or spiritual love, and I'm going to use one or the other, and I'm going to be in real trouble. So I had another little key thing that I do so I won't make that mistake. But spiritual love or Satan's lie, we'll learn to listen to the difference and decide what you want to listen to. I don't want to listen to that. I know what that is. I don't want to listen to that. I'm going to change to thinking about Christ and who I am in Christ. I'm going to develop a new habit. Self-talk works because it's going to help you to understand the absolute separation of these two natures that are inside of you. It'll help you do that. The absolute distinction, absolute separation of who you are in the flesh, who you are in Christ. But it's going to take practice. We're not going to rush this. You shouldn't rush this thing. Paul, when he started this whole journey, Romans 7 and Galatians, he says, the hope of righteousness. Now, what does that mean? That means that I have that confidence that if I will continually walk in who I am in Christ, He will transform me into a life of righteousness. I can't make that happen. That's why you have Abraham and Hagar analogies used, or going back to that. Abraham tried to make the plan of God happen. I know I ought to live a righteous life, but I don't know how to do that. I'm going to walk by the power of the Spirit, the desires of the Spirit, and guess what? Way down the line here, it's going to be a righteous life that you could have never produced. But if you walk in the mindset of the Holy Spirit, He will produce it. And to produce it without stress and anxiety and depression and all your working of trying to make that happen. Now we come to what we might call the fourth step, the final step, and I want to give this to you tonight. It's called follow through. Follow through. Any of you people, guys and gals, ever done any sports, you know the importance of follow through. Very important to a kicker. Very important to a kicker. Field goal kicker, place kicker, you got to follow that leg through, direct it, pull. People that play a good game of pool, they know about follow through. You don't just, Fast Eddie tried it in Paul Newman's movie. But a good pool player knows you got to follow through. Good pitcher, you don't just snap it, you follow through. Follow through is very important. Well, it's very important in this. What is follow through in our study? Follow through is this, people, stated as simply as I can do in a fun way. You keep that dial on FM. You keep that mind on the faith mindset. A lot of times people will do that for about 2 minutes or a minute, and then they're right back. See, I have a problem with money. I have a problem with sex. I have a problem with this person because, well, I can think about the Lord, but man, I'm right back to them. No, that's what follow through is. And it may just be a moment-by-moment type of mindset you're going to have to do, and when you're fighting with something, as far as your life is concerned, follow through with it. Let's close tonight. Jerry, do I have about 2 or 3 minutes left? Let's close tonight with a passage that you're familiar with in this study, but let's close with it now so you can see follow through. Colossians 3. Where we started may be where we end once I end this study. Yes, I will put an end to it at some point. Don't get stressed out on me. Okay. Colossians 3:1. Since, the if here is since. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. Now, what is that? That's your new nature. That's your new nature. Keep seeking the things above. That's follow through. That's what I mean by follow through. Just staying there. Keep on seeking. You don't do it just for a second. You keep on. Keep seeking the things above. That wisdom that's above, where the Spirit of Christ is from, where Jesus Christ sits, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Keep seeking the things above. Romans 8:5, the mindset on the things of the Spirit. both saying the same thing. Just keep your mind set on that. Don't let your mind go back to FM. Keep your mind set on those things. Verse 2, look what it says now. All these things, the more we build on this, the more all these verses, even though we've looked at them, should come more and more alive for us. Set your mind, the same word for mindset we had in Romans 8. So now, set your mindset. On what? On the things above. Paul said in Romans 8, on the Spirit. Here, on the things above, the same thing. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. The things on the earth are dead. The things that are above are life and peace. Romans 8, mindset on the Spirit, channel of FM. Here, mindset on things above, FM. Continue to listen to FM. This is follow through. Keep on thinking. Keep your mindset on the things above, on the Holy Spirit, on spiritual things. Things that are spiritual, spiritual thoughts, spiritual desires, spiritual interpretation of what is happening. Why am I experiencing this divorce? Why am I experiencing this financial problem? Why am I put it in the framework of who and what God is and what God is doing? Not in trying to figure it out on the earth. This is what the whole study of Job. I could have done this whole study and studied nothing but the book of Job. Because he's experienced a great deal of stress, anxiety, and depression. Trying to blame God. Trying to find out and trying to interpret. Well, I was molested when I was a child because it was my fault. There was something wrong with me that caused me to be molested by this person. Or I was abused by my parents or not loved. And it's trying to interpret all of that. Don't do it. Trust Him. Put it in the FM, a faith mindset. Trusting Him. People, God is big enough. Listen to me. God is big enough to take anything that happens in your life, raped as a child, a little girl, by her father, little 4-year-old, 6-year-old, 10-year-old, 13-year-old, raped by her father or by somebody, abused, maltreated, abused. It doesn't even have to be physical. Just a parent, you're a loser, you're no good. You can't do this and you can't do that. People are going to tell you something. Our God is so big and so merciful that He can take all of that and set it aside. Because all of that is AM. All of that is flesh. That same person will walk for who they are in Christ. I'm going to tell you right now, there'll be no stress. There'll be no anxiety, no depression about it. And you can live a wonderful life. If you tell me that's not true, then you're telling me God can't do it. And if that's your view of God, you and I have a different view of God. My God is more powerful than anything man can do on this earth. He is inside of you. But it's where we want to live. If I want to use that as an excuse, if I want to just feel sorry for myself and stay in the flesh, stay in the AM, then people, it'll tear my life down. It's death. My life will be death. If you want to live in FM, take all the things that happen, put them in another perspective. Okay. Verse 2, set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Verse 3, for you have died. That's your flesh nature. It's dead. That's why anything that comes from it in Romans 8 is dead. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. In Romans 8, 6, for the mind set on the flesh is death. Here's why. Again, it's death. For you have died. Your flesh nature has died. Everything that's happened in it has died. You know, I keep referring a lot of times to those horrible things because those are the things that bring stress, anxiety, and depression into people's lives later on. But generally, another area that doesn't bring it, there's a lot of people that are very proud of their mind, of their accomplishments, of their family, or whatever it is, and it's the same thing. It's dead. It's dead. You don't try to build on that. It's who we are in Christ. It's a great issue. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, Christ is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Look with me at Matthew chapter 16. Jerry, give me when it's 3. I got about 3 minutes. Okay. Matthew 16. All I want to do is read a couple of passages for you. We may or may not come back here, but you're in it tonight. You're in this momentum, so let me just do this with you, please. Matthew 16:23. Let's read it together. But he turned and said to Peter, this is Jesus Christ saying to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me." Now look what it says. For you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's. Do you see my FMAM here? The flesh and the spiritual. And what happens in your life. Peter cares about Christ in the flesh here. And we do all these things and we think it's right. It's not right. It's flesh. Man's interest, not God's. Please look at me at Romans 14. Those of you writing it down, 14:6 is what we're going to look at. 14:6. These are quick ones. We won't spend any time here. They'll help you to see it. Romans 14:6. He who observes the day. Now, you know what the word observes the day is? That's our word, mindset. So let's just have fun here. He who sets his mind on the day. Sets his mind on the day for the Lord. Not for the flesh. Not for what I want, but for the Lord. For the Lord. He who sets his mind on the day, sets his mind on the day for the Lord. He who eats for the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who eats not, for the Lord he does not eat and gives thanks to God. Please look at 1 Corinthians 13. 13:11 is what we're going to look at. We've got to go through these quickly. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. What am I using here for? The child is analogous to AM, our flesh nature. Became a man, that's equivalent to our new spiritual nature. That's the FM. Look with me at Philippians 2. This will be our last area, Philippians 2. And then we'll close. Philippians 2. That's two places in Philippians, and then we'll close. Philippians 2, verse 5. Have this attitude. That's our word, mindset. Thinking. Have this mindset in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what was the mindset that was in Christ Jesus? Serving one another in love. The whole issue of Philippians chapter 2, Jesus Christ as God took the form of man that he might die on a cross for us. He was our servant. A servant does not have his own life. A servant does not have his own life. A servant serves and is occupied with the needs of others. Have that attitude in you. Look at Philippians 3, 18 and 19. For verse 18 in Philippians 3, for many walk. That's the mindset concept of whom I often told you. And now tell you, even weeping, because these are believers. They are enemies of the cross of Christ. These are believers whose end is its destruction, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. That's that mindset. Okay, now what we're going to do tomorrow night is we're going to finish up this segment of our study. Tomorrow night is very important. Don't slough off the last lesson on this. The four lessons on how to have a life free of stress, anxiety, and depression, and we'll pick it up right here. We won't even have to repeat any of the introductions. So we'll pick it up right here tomorrow night. Any questions on what we did tonight? Okay, let's close in a word of prayer. Father, how grateful we are, not only that you desire for us to have eternal life, you've made it so simple, just trust you. You desire for us to recover from sin and walk in the light of the Spirit, and you've made it so simple. Just trust you. And you desire for us to have a life free of stress and anxiety and depression, fear, anger, worry. And again, you've made it so simple. Just trust you. It's against our whole flesh nature. Our flesh nature has no desire to do that. Sometimes, Father, we just like being in the flesh. But we don't have to. You've made it so easy for us not to have stress, depression. Not in a pill, not in a bottle, but in just trusting you. What an awesome God you are. And we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.